Welcome to Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news, trends, and hottest topics that focus on advances in cybersecurity and cyber industry economics. Our expert yet down-to-earth hosts make cybersecurity straightforward. They ask the tough questions and make this challenging topic something that everyone can understand. Our candid approach lets guests open up on topics we would all like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at newcyberfrontier.com. That's www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join today's host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sean Murray with the New Cyber Frontier. We have a special guest today, Dr. Rebecca Decker from BlueStack. Hi, Becca. How are you?
Hi, Sean.
Well, welcome to the show. It was great to run into you yesterday, and you guys are moving into some new space, 18,000 square feet. You guys are doing really great over there. Why don't you give us a little bit about your background, and tell us where you got to with your position with BlueStack as the COO today. Give us a little bit back about your background.
Sure. So I started my career at a rebellion. I enlisted in the Air Force. I think I forged my dad's signature to get in when I was 17.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so I started off as an imagery analyst for the Air Force, and I worked on U-2 missions, which, they've been around for a million years. And then transitioned out of the Air Force after about 5 years of stop loss after 9/11, so they kept me in for a little bit. And then transitioned over to Boeing, and I worked on some Black World programs focused on satellites. Pretty much worked for all the big guys, so Northrop Grumman, BAE Systems. And then 2010, I worked for General Atomics, supporting the Air Force Program Office, Predators and Reapers. And then I decided to get married and take some time off and start a family. So I took about a four or five-year break.
Nice.
But it wasn't really a break because I worked on my doctorate.
Oh, yeah, that's not a break.
Yeah, so two kids and a doctorate in business with a focus in political marketing. Absolutely nothing to do with what I do today, but it's absolutely fascinating.
Kind of refreshing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Take a break.
Didn't have to think about defense or airplanes or
networks. Or defense at all. Yeah. That's awesome.
So then I came back into the workforce after I was done in 2015 and did a little consulting work. And then I found a position at Catalyst Campus, supporting their marketing and business engagement. And Catalyst is a campus, an incubator that's really focused on space software, so space situational awareness, supporting that. And then about 2 years after that, decided to make a change. And the four founders of BlueStack let me be their 4+1. So now I'm the chief operating officer there.
Well, that's awesome. You know, and I'll share this little tidbit. We first met. I was a tenant at Catalyst. There's a lot of small businesses there, and we were trying to come up with some ideas, and you are the designer of the logo for Murray Security Services.
I am. One of my toughest customers.
So that's a little known fact, but so throughout your years, with DOD and then moving on and then working in the defense industry, especially with some of the big primes that are out there, this is a show. We look at technology and we look at the evolution of technology, and we talk about information security and cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. And, from your years from an active duty airman to what you're doing today as the COO for BlueStack, been an evolution regarding security as well. So information security, which is now been rebranded to cybersecurity, the new sexy term, right? What are your perspectives from back when you were an airman? I mean, so that's, you were in a highly classified position.
Right.
So you understand security from that aspect to now everything's connected.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on all that? From what you knew then as a young airman to where you're at today, what do you think?
When I was an airman, you didn't have personal devices that were connected, right? So you didn't have to worry about that. I didn't even have a cell phone at that point, right? And it was a brick if I did. So you didn't worry about that stuff, that there was so much connection to the internet. I mean, it was just the beginning of email as...
Oh, yeah, barely. Right? And it was all dial-up.
Right. So people weren't transmitting data as much as they are today. So there wasn't as much of a worry outside of the classified environment. And there wasn't so much of a worry as all your personal information than there is today. And then, goodness, I was on a program that had to stop the design because of Ethernet just came out. So
we got connected.
Right. So the whole design, I mean, this is a gazillion dollars, had to be stopped because now they had to incorporate this new thing that was Ethernet.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So pretty interesting. Well, hold that thought. We're going to break for our sponsor. We're talking to Rebecca Decker from BlueStack. This is Sean Murray with New Cyber Frontier. We'll be right back.
Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back to the New Cyber Frontier. This is Sean Murray. I'm your host today. We're talking to Dr. Rebecca Decker from BlueStack. We're having a conversation from back when, you know, things were dial-up, and now we introduced Ethernet and we start connecting computer systems, and we don't really understand the implications of what that stuff is, and you know, stop a big highly classified program. What was the next step? What happened next?
Oh, after the Air Force?
Yeah, after the, they stopped this project. And so what was the thought process there? What, you know, was it because the Ethernet's got you connected and they don't understand the risk?
I don't know if it was so much of a risk, but just you had to redesign the whole program, all the infrastructure and the hardware and how people were connected, and the storage was had to be redesigned. So of course that adds years to your planning.
Yeah, redesigning stuff, right, that you didn't plan on. Mm-mm. So what was the next step? Where'd you go next?
Goodness, where'd I go? Oh, BAE Systems, which was fun.
Okay.
And so at that point, I was actually working on process improvement. And some of that is cybersecurity awareness and understanding the impact that you potentially could have on the company.
Sure.
Personal information, company information, proprietary information, being more aware of how you're distributing data and information.
So you just bring up a really good point, and this is one of the big challenges we see with a lot of companies is when we come in and maybe they want an assessment or they want to know where they're at because they really don't know. One of the first things we tell an organization they've got to do is you have to categorize and classify your data, your information. So you mentioned several different types of information. Data. So PII, right? So depending on your industry, if you're in the medical or you're in the banking industry, we've got PII associated with our healthcare information. If I'm an employee, my social security number, and then all the other stuff that goes along with that. If you're talking about, you know, a defense contractor or any company that creates intellectual property, that should be categorized and classified, and then we protect that, right?
Right.
So this is all the kind of stuff that you're getting introduced to, process improvement. How did that work out? I mean, what kind of things evolved from that experience?
Intense training, but getting people to buy in, and that's the right thing you should be doing with your data, right? It's hard. People don't want to, you know, have new process, and maybe it's a little bit more tedious than what they do day to day, but having people understand the why behind implementing those processes is incredibly important. And luckily, BAE Systems at that time, it was like 2005, 2006, they put a lot of money and effort into putting those processes forward and making not making, but having the employees understand how important it was to them.
Yeah, changing the culture, right? Yeah, trying to get people to understand in the buy-in, because it's a balance. You know, we talk about cybersecurity, information security. You know, we don't have so much security that you can't do your job, because then people aren't going to want to do it. I was talking to somebody at RSA a couple weeks ago, and, you know, they were talking about the Amazon workplace where, you know, the employees are walking all over the place. You know, you don't have all the same safety, security stuff in the zones in the warehouse that you would see, say, somewhere in Europe. Mm-hmm. And it's because, you know, they're lower wage earners, and if you make it too complicated, they're just going to find something else to do.
Yeah, and like you and I are pretty hyper aware of some of these things and the risk that would happen to us if something escaped that we didn't want. But it's some of the people that don't quite understand that will open up that email asking them for
whatever,
and it looks legitimate.
Click here.
I've had that happen where, you know, I've had people respond thinking it was me and sent an awful lot of information before it finally clicked in. That's not a legit email address.
Yeah, that's crazy. So yeah, it's that awareness. So process improvement. So process improvement at BAE, what was the next thing?
A little bit of program management and business development at a couple different companies after that, and then landing at General Atomics, supporting as a business manager. So helping a team of about 70 different program managers with their day-to-day processes, supporting them.
See, this is what I love about our conversation today is bringing you on board and from a business, so practitioner as an airman, you know, you move into the consulting role, so you get a little taste of that. Now you're talking about process improvement, and then now you're in a role for business program management, right? So here's the aspect that I like about this discussion is because you represent the business perspective here. And so it's about getting the job done, however complicated that may be, and looking at your business processes, which is one of those things on the cybersecurity side. We want to try and understand what the business processes are. We don't always get to that communication. How do we break that? How do we break that communication between the IT or the technical people and the business process people? When 80% of your business processes are automated, how do you bridge that gap and get the information you need?
Like I mentioned before, giving people the why of why it's so important to do it, I think that's critical. Get that buy-in. Also, leadership needs to understand that that's important, right? And to invest in it. Emphasizing how important it is and how critical it is, because what's the statistic that a small business that is hit by a cybersecurity
will go out of business within six months? Yeah.
And so people, I mean, like making that like an important, critical piece of business, like you could disappear in 6 months.
Right.
Everything that you're investing in today, your people, your facility, products, services, whatever, that could disappear.
You could have been in business for 10 years and it's all gone in 6 months.
Right.
Reputation, right?
Well, that's a huge thing, reputation, because if you can't, you know, control your own data, or your own processes, how can a customer depend on you to do whatever service or product you're providing them?
Yeah, and you know, we talk about there's two types of businesses, one that's been breached, the other that doesn't know. And it's all those safeguards that we do put in place to protect, you know, I want to protect the golden eggs and the golden goose, but at the end of the day, the critical is the golden goose, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea of, you know, recognizing those critical business processes and protecting those first and then working your way out, because it is a balance. You don't have an indefinite amount of resources. Mm-hmm. You know, moving on, so you did some program management.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a little program management. And then, where I found you was at Catalyst Campus.
Yes, we did.
So Catalyst Campus is quite unique. It's part of this innovation infrastructure that has kind of popped up around the country, supporting the Department of Defense and other government entities that are looking for small businesses or innovative startups that are creating products or services that they really haven't tapped into because of this, that they've been using prime contractors for so long.
Right.
And so, you know, how do they get to these small businesses and these startups? And so Catalyst Campus is one of those. And so I landed there at the end of 2016, really focused on marketing at first, helping get the word out about what the campus was doing, the programs it was providing, and the services, and then transitioned into launching the very first accelerator, startup accelerator in Southern Colorado.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that was a big initiative. So what did you learn from that experience?
From launching the accelerator?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So both sides of government, what's the government looking for, what's important to them, and also their processes. For a small business or a startup, it's so hard to get find the right people that want your product or service, right?
Sure.
It's just complicated.
Right.
So helping navigate those processes. And then from a small business perspective, you know, a lot of times you'll see a founder that's just like an amazing technical engineer person, but then they don't want to deal with accounting or legal or cybersecurity, right? They want to focus on the technology. So providing those resources to them, and so they have a complete business.
That's awesome. We're talking to Dr. Rebecca Decker from BlueStack and her journey from a practitioner with her role with the military to her role today as a COO for BlueStack. We're going to come right back and have another conversation with her, continue that conversation right after this message from our sponsor.
Security Services are your cybersecurity experts with decades of experience providing professional training services for our clients in various industries. We offer professional training and certification in areas of cybersecurity, safety, health, and environmental services at our academy. Our in-person and online training provides a collaborative environment where students can interact directly with instructors through live chats or in private classrooms. Visit MurraySecurityServices.com for more information.
Welcome back to the new Cyber Frontier. I'm Sean Murray. We've got a special guest today. We're having a conversation with Dr. Rebecca Decker. She's the COO currently at BlueStack. So we're talking about that transition, and you know, we stopped where you were launching an accelerator over at Catalyst, and learned a lot of things from that perspective. And then you transitioned to another role at Catalyst, where you were the director, took over as the director of operations?
So I supported kind of the entire facility.
The entire campus,
The entire campus, I did. So
I remember
not only
that. You helped me solve some problems.
I did.
Because you're so good at it.
Yeah, so not just the accelerator and the marketing, but also the entire campus. So supporting tenants, because there are tenants on the campus, the Air Force that resides there, and then the small businesses, and also the nonprofit partners, like the Small Business Development Center, there on site.
And, you know, so the campus provides, you know, services, capabilities to the tenants. What did you learn from that experience there, especially with what was important and what you know, seem to arise as a common concern in at least addressing that from, you know, from that role, from that perspective?
Security, both like a physical security perspective and then cybersecurity, right? So providing infrastructure that not only keeps the campus team safe, but also the tenants safe. And so ensuring that, you know, making sure that people lock their computers, like super simple things, because
sure.
Somebody on staff has a whole lot of data about a tenant that they need to keep locked down. So simple things like that. Physical security, ensuring that people can't get in.
Right? Sure. Yeah, you know, when you talk about all the different things, you know, and we work together to solve a lot of those, first identify and solve a lot of problems that are very common amongst any type of business. So looking at your physical security posture, looking at what's important, where does it reside? So nothing unique that other businesses don't have a challenge, and then determine, develop solutions to those problems, and made a lot of headway in those roles. So fast forward, you transition from Catalyst Campus to with one of the tenants on the campus, Blue Stack. We used to sit next door to each other.
You did. Yeah. They started right next to you. So kind of I consider Blue Stack the poster kid of Catalyst Campus. So four founders started the company in early 2018, and they had, I think, two offices, and then they continued to grow. So from two offices, then they hired their first two employees within, goodness, like 3-4 months. And then they just kept moving and moving and moving. And today we're at 30 employees.
Wow.
And we are about ready to launch our 18,000 square foot headquarters in downtown Colorado Springs.
Isn't that just crazy?
Two years. But it was all about relationships at Catalyst Campus, collaboration, and introductions. Because you've got folks like yourself at Catalyst Campus, experts in certain things like cybersecurity, the government's there, circulating the campus, and then you have other partners that you can collaborate with. So it was perfect timing for these guys to launch this company.
Well, one of the things I liked about Catalyst is because it was such a small campus and you've got all these small businesses, it really was very collaborative. And one of the things that you guys did over Catalyst is, you had events, you had social events. Hey, right. Come, have a cocktail and share some food and talk about different things. And you started to see a lot of synergy between businesses. Go back to your point. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm an expert in this, but I really do need to take care of this as well. And, the government has an ability now, without having to go through all of this red tape, to have a conversation with a small business. This is a problem that we have. We're trying to solve. And then you get the right people talking. Well, we could do this, 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 and this. Next thing you know, it turns into an accelerator, or it gets passed off to another capability. And, the synergy just works really well. So now Blue Stack is 18,000 square feet. You're getting ready to launch your headquarters. We just walked through it yesterday. So from your perspective, where you're at today as the COO for now a growing, medium-sized company, mm-hmm. What are your concerns today?
Oh, so my concerns, keeping this out of trouble. I mean, really.
We said 6 months, right?
Yeah, one breach, 6 months. Keeping us out of trouble. Okay. So putting security measures in place. I mean, number one is I don't know everything, so that's why I reached out to you.
Right.
And that's my recommendation for small business owners or executives. Find people who understand something better than you do and tap into their expertise, because you're not going to know everything. So that's why we reached out to you.
Well, and there's other resources. You want to go with someone that's reputable, mm-hmm. right? So go to the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, the Small Business Development Center that has a strong consultancy in cybersecurity, or go to the chamber. There's lots of resources for an organization. And then once you establish those relationships, it's a lot easier to reach back out.
Right.
But it's that credibility, and, it's not people trying to try and make a gazillion dollars and they don't even know what they're doing, right?
Right.
Vulnerability
assessment.
Right. And so, from a COO's perspective, look at all the moving parts you have now. Compare yourself 2 years ago, with 30 employees, 18,000 square feet of space. What are you using all that space for?
Well, to develop software.
Well, yeah, right?
Yeah, to develop software. We also have an area where we're going to conduct training and simulate some of the operations, but also bring in customers that we can get feedback from them immediately, show them something new. They can, use it right in our space and give us immediate feedback, and our guys can go back and redesign or add new functionality. We've got spaces for people to break out. So what we've really done is create a resimercial space.
Resimercial. I like that. That's a new keen word.
So people have a comfortable workspace where they can break out, and maybe they want to work from a couch. They don't want to work from their desk
Sure.
that day, right?
You've got to be comfortable, right?
Yeah, right. We have a bar. Actually, we have two bars. you know, you don't want to work at your desk.
That's collaborative. Over to
the bar. Yeah, bring your friend. You can broadcast your laptop up into a 75-inch TV, and it's comfortable. So that's what we've created in our new space.
Wow, that's awesome. It sounds like it's more of a collaborative, not restrictive, and I think that's probably more welcoming, especially when you talk about, you know, programmers, software designs, engineers anyway. You know, they spend so much time in front of the keyboard anyway. You've got to be able to get up, walk around.
Yeah, and also for Colorado Springs, you know, talent. How do we bring new talent into our community or keep the talent that we have here? And so we're competing with Google and Amazon and, you know, all those, Facebook. And so I'm pretty sure no one wants to sit in a high wall cube in the dark. They want to be in an open, inviting space.
Yeah.
And if they decide that they've been sitting in front of their computer for 3 hours and they want to get up, well, we've got PlayStation. We have an arcade. You know, there's foosball. So you can take a little
break. Take a mental break, right?
Yeah, and go and relax and do something fun and maybe grab a friend and then get back to it.
Yeah, that's great. So BlueStack, mm-hmm. give us the mindset. What does BlueStack do other than develop software? What is BlueStack?
What is BlueStack?
Yeah.
Well, essentially, we're an enterprise software startup, right? So okay. Less than 2 years old. But really, our motto is, it all starts with our team. So we're very people-focused, and that goes along with the space that you saw yesterday.
Sure.
And it goes along with the benefits. But really, it's all about our team, because if we don't have the right team and the team that's happy, we don't have great software, and we don't have customers.
All right. Who are your big customers right now?
So right now, the Space Force, the Air Force, and the intelligence community.
The brand new United States Space Force is
yes,
one of
sir.
Your? That's yeah. awesome. New company, new force. Okay. So, yeah, so you said the Air Force and U.S. Space Force. Wow, what are you guys doing for them?
So we are the development partner for the Unified Data Library, which is a data management platform. It originally started with what was space situational awareness, which is now space domain awareness.
Okay.
So it's just a library. Think of it as we have a place to put the books. And so different providers, like commercial providers and also government providers, will then ingest their data into the UDL, Unified Data Library, and then users can then extract that data.
And you sort it, use it however they want for,
right.
you know, maybe a capability generating information.
Right, or maybe they have some sort of research that they need that specific data. And so we have over 2,000 users worldwide right now, the Air Force does, and I think 30 different providers that are putting their data into this platform.
Oh, that's awesome. And so the Unified Data Library is a way to manage, classify, categorize that data for people who want to use it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, it's all tagged. Yep. And so it now is on different levels. So you've got an unclassified version, a secret, and a top secret, and above.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And so data that has never been, pushed to the top secret level, now that commercial data can be accessed by people behind the scenes that never had that data before. So it's the first time that commercial and government data is a resource for users.
And what are the clients saying with this capability?
I think they like it.
Well, 2 years going.
Less than 2 years, and yeah, I mean, we're growing. So, you know, as I mentioned, it was space data originally. Now they're ingesting air data.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and you talked about different classifications, so this sounds like security?
Yes, it does. Right. So we have to be very aware of that.
Yeah, and you've got, from what I understand in our conversation yesterday, you've got the right mentality with your group. You've got a strong cybersecurity practitioner that directs your activities and so keeps you guys in line. So security appears to be baked into the business culture. You called us. We stopped by to take a look at your facility. So, you know, this is one of the things that we talk about with other companies, right? Mm-hmm. Is have the mindset, have the awareness, know what you don't know. And get the access to the right resources. What is in the future for Dr. Rebecca Decker?
What
do you see? Yeah, 5 to 10 years. What are you doing?
Oh, I plan to retire at BlueStack. I love it so much. No, it is fun. The next 5 years, I mean, it's just growth of our team.
Okay.
You know, we're looking at potentially 50 people by the end of this year.
Wow.
And the space that we've built out is big enough for 90 people. So building the team really is my focus, and then implementing processes for the team. So I see myself more as like the chief happiness officer.
That's awesome.
I think I like my job is, yeah, to remove the barriers for people so they can really focus on what they're there to do. And so all the behind the scenes stuff, make it so that they don't even know that, that it's going on. So making sure that, that we keep our employees happy and have an awesome team.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are doing great over there. Well, you know, our guest today has been Dr. Rebecca Decker from BlueStack, representing the business side, the process side, all of those things that we as cybersecurity professionals, practitioners, are trying to break that barrier and get that communication, right? Have the conversation so that we understand where the risks are associated with the business, because at the end of the day, you know, it's not about saying no, it's about understanding your risk, implementing the appropriate processes to include awareness when 80% of them are automated, and then make it transparent, but be still aware, right? And,
right.
And I think for 2 years in business, you guys are showing a lot of growth in respect in this industry, and in having a mindset of information cybersecurity is just going to complement everything that you're doing. I really appreciate you coming in, having a conversation with us today.
Thank you.
All right, well, our guest today has been Dr. Rebecca Decker from BlueStack. My name is Sean Murray. I've been your host this afternoon for this edition of the New Cyber Frontier.
Thank you for listening to New Cyber Frontier. Remember to follow or like our post and circulate each new show to your networks. We keep you informed, bring you the latest news, explore new trends, and find the hottest topics. With New Cyber Frontier, you don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert. Just get plugged in. We encourage you to get involved. Tell us what topics interest you and join our mailing lists. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. That's newcyberfrontier.com. Check out our previous interviews and please let us know if there are any topics that you would like to hear discussed. See you next time on New Cyber Frontier.